Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your temptress, Sassy. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'm providing you sexy stories that get you going. And I know that the imagination is the single most important part of any great sexual experience. So that's what I'm here to provide, whether you're with a friend, with a lover, or on your own. I hope you enjoy the story and the series, and that it takes you to places you never would have imagined. Be sure to post your comments. Rate the show. I'd love to hear your feedback. And don't forget to subscribe to my podcast so that you never miss one episode. My sponsor for Sassy's Erotic Tales is AdamandEve.com. They've generously provided me with an offer. So remember the offer code SASSY, that's spelled S-A-S-S-Y. And listen up at the end of today's story for more details on that special offer. The daily grind got you down. Same people, same places, same things. How about a little lunchtime excitement? Get ready for one hot lunch delivery in Up and Down.
Up and Down. Denise Reardon gazed out her office window to the bustling street below. Absently tapping a perfectly manicured nail against the windowsill, she pondered the lies of those hustling to and fro on the hot pavement. They all seemed so removed from her, part of a life she hadn't experienced in a long time. Her office suite, located on the penthouse floor, was the envy of everyone in her building, possibly the city. This, coupled with her position, made her one of the most powerful people in the country, man or woman. Being powerful afforded her what she'd always longed for, control. Lately, however, she found herself becoming bored with this role. It was tedious, provoking fear or jealousy in everyone around her. She could see the ambition and resentment in people's eyes, her assistants and secretaries and doormen, and of course, Denise thought with a smile, the delivery boys. Denise returned to her swivel chair and made a call to the bistro across the street. "This is Miss Reardon on the 22nd floor. I'll have my usual," she demanded over the speakerphone. "And if you're late, don't expect a tip." Click. At precisely 1 o'clock, there was a forceful knock on the door. "Delivery. Come in," Denise purred. Antonio opened the door and sauntered to her desk, pausing to give her a thorough once-over. Not in her usual business attire, for this delivery, she wore a form-fitting blouse and miniskirt, allowing him a generous glimpse of her shapely legs. Casually, he deposited her order on the desk, then turned to go. Denise watched him go, preparing to pounce. Just before he reached the elevator, she sprang. The cubicle workers gaped as she darted by. "You forgot part of my delivery," she announced angrily, joining him in the elevator. The door shut, shielding them from the prying eyes of the world and cocooning them in a private chamber. Antonio whipped around and hit the emergency stop button, then slammed his muscular arms on either side of Denise's body, trapping her. "This what you want?" he growled softly, dangerously, and reached up her thigh. With deft young fingers, he undid her garter and let the soft material slide down her legs. Denise gasped with yearning. The loss of control was intoxicating. "Yes," she answered quietly. In the elevator, their roles reversed. The huntress became the prey. The boss became the servant. She existed at his mercy. "What was that? Speak louder," Antonio snarled, grasping her hair in a bunched fist and forcibly raising her face until their eyes met heatedly. "Yes, master," she repeated slightly louder, her face flushed and her pulse quickening. "This is what I want." She and Antonio had an understanding. For months, every other Thursday, they met this way, two bodies crashing and pulsing. For her, it was a loss of control, the chance to feel powerless. She longed to connect with someone who could strip her of her artificial traits and bring her life back to a primal, carnal level. For him, it was a rush to dominate the hottest, richest, and most glamorous corporate woman, at least at first. It was only a matter of time before their private ritual became weekly, then almost daily. Working quickly, Antonio unfastened his Italian leather belt and whipped it out of his jeans. Denise tensed with anticipation, even as she knew what would come next. Moments later, her hands were bound behind her and she'd been shoved face first into the elevator wall. "Ooh," she cooed helplessly, loving every second. Antonio bit the nape of her neck and bunched her skirt up for easier access. Her soft, bare flesh welcomed his wandering hands. Alternating between gentle and rough caresses, he manipulated her body without shame. When neither of them could take any more, he stepped out of his pants and positioned himself at her swollen entrance from behind. A few shallow thrusts and he was buried to the hilt, pushing in and out, up and down. She cried out, gyrating against him until he took charge and held her tightly, making her stay still. "Be quiet," he ordered crossly, but she couldn't obey. The pleasure was too deep. He smacked her firmly across the ass, and her inner walls squeezed around him deliciously tight. Suddenly, she felt him yank her bound wrists up with one hand. The other snaked around her neck to cover her mouth. "I said, be quiet!" She nodded frantically, voice muffled, just hoping he would continue thrusting inside her. He didn't disappoint. The pace quickened, and he rode her to completion, slumping sweatily against her back with relief and exhaustion. Frustrated, she whimpered into his now slack hand. "What about me?" "If you want release, you're going to have to beg," he muttered into her damp hair. Denise tried to turn in his arms, and he allowed it, removing his hands from her lips so she could plead with him properly. "Please, please, oh, please," she whispered, her entire body shaking with desire. "Get on your knees," Antonio responded, and she obeyed without hesitation. Slowly, she kissed a trail up his leg, pausing to inhale his musky scent. Amazingly, he was growing hard again, so she took him in her mouth and gently sucked. As her excitement built, he stopped her, hauling her body up and fitting back inside of her. Bracing her against the elevator doors, he took her repeatedly, this time using his hand to massage between the legs and bring her to an earth-shattering climax. They clung together for a few seconds, breathing hard, then simultaneously pulled apart and straightened their clothing. Antonio pushed the down button and exited to the street. Denise pressed the penthouse button and traveled back up to the sky. On her desk, untouched, sat Antonio's delivery. Denise opened it with shaking fingers, her body and skin still tingling from their fevered coupling. Inside was a note. "Drinks tonight, A." She grinned. Drinks tonight, indeed. And maybe afterward, she would be the one on top.
Wow, that story makes me want to order delivery right now. Sometimes you just have to shake up your daily routine and just have a little fun. And speaking of having a little fun, how about adamandeve.com? You go to adamandeve.com, you enter offer code SASSY at checkout, and you'll get 50% off just about any item. And that's not all. You'll also get 3 free adult DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com, and don't forget to use offer code SASSY, that's spelled S-A-S-S-Y, at checkout. Well, that's all for now, but be sure to tune in next week for the next episode of Sassy's Erotic Tales, a story that gives us a glimpse at the Mile High Club. I'm Sassy. Sweet and sexy dreams to all. Thanks so much from Sassy's Erotic Tales.